everybody that Jesus Christ is King. I said, get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. I said, get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. Are you ready for that? Come on, let's do it. Well, get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. I said, get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Oh, get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. All right. Well, you talk about people, you talk about things that really aren't important at all. Well, you talk about weather, you talk about problems we have here at home and abroad. But, friend, I'm excited about a solution to the world. I'm gonna shout and sing, and it's Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. All right, come on now, you ready? Well, get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. I said, get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Well, get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. I'm going to do that verse again. We need to remember. Well, you talk about people, you talk about things that really aren't important at all. Well, you talk about weather, you talk about problems we have here at home and abroad. But, friend, I'm excited about the solution to the world. I'm gonna shout and sing, and it's Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. Here we go now, everybody. Well,
get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King.
I said, get all excited,
go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King.
Well,
get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King.
Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. Amen. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what, if he's still not King of Kings, what are we doing here this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I've got an awesome word. If you don't mind standing, we read the word of God this morning. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading out of Psalm 118. Believe it or not, I'm going to be reading it out of the New King James Version. Hallelujah. This verse, I just like it in the New King James. Hallelujah. It says, praise God for his everlasting mercy. And it says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And everybody says, for his mercy endures forever. Now, wait a minute. Come on. Let's practice that just a minute. Say it. For his mercy endures forever. All right, now let me start that again. This is how they did it. They sang it back and forth. One side would sing, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And the other side would sing, for his mercy endures forever. Can you imagine hundreds of people doing that? I think it's awesome. Here we go now. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His mercy endures forever.
Let Israel now say,
forever.
Let the house of Relaford say, let the house of New Life say, yes. And he said, I call. It says, let those who fear the Lord now say, I called on the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes or presidents or kings. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surrounded me like bees, but they were quenched like a fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Say that with me. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he's not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. Ah, this is where it begins to be prophetic. It's Palm Sunday when Jesus got on that donkey and started and he rode into Jerusalem. Open to me the gates of the righteous. I will go through them and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is a marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will. Now you wondered where that was. Say it again. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray. Send now prosperity. Does anybody in here receive that? Let me say that again. Save now, O Lord, I pray. O Lord, I pray. Send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he's given us life. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. Are you ready to sacrifice today? You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Woo! Glory to God. Somebody's miracles in this house this morning. Are you ready for it? Oh, now come on. If you turned around, it's yours. All right, let's go. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. Are you ready? His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. And I will praise him, for he has set me free. Come on and praise him. He brings the victory. I will praise him, for he has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout. Now wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait. This is Palm Sunday. And as Jesus came into Jerusalem, what was everybody doing? They were throwing down their coats and they were for the colt to ride upon. And they were waving the palm branches and saying, Hosanna, palm. Yeah, palm branches. And saying, Hosanna, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. These are our palm branches today. Amen. As we praise him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed.
Come on now.
And I will praise him.
Yeah.
For he has set me free.
Come on and
praise him. He brings the victory.
I will
praise him. For he has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout.
And I will praise him.
For he has set me free.
Come on and
praise him. He brings the
victory.
And I will praise him,
for he has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout.
Can you shout to the Lord today? Yeah. Woo! Hallelujah! 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 Oh, I believe we've got a testimony over here on the left. Folks, look who's back home today. Amen. Our kids, right? Amen. God is good all the time. Amen. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Oh, we magnify and we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you are awesome in this place. We magnify and we praise you, Jesus, for who you are, King of kings and Lord of lords, Lord of lords. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to say something with me this morning. Say, I got the Holy Ghost. And it's catching. Amen. Let's go. Remember how you walk.
God, you have done great things.
This is how we live.
You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise you sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running, looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise you sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running, looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. Your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one. When the world's falling apart, so let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love. How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love. Oh God. God, you have done great things.
You believe that today, church?
You give grace to the weak.
Hallelujah, it's catching.
And bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise you sing. Woo! You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us.
You're the faithful one.
Let your mercy reign on us. You're the faithful one. When the world's falling apart, so let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign on us.
You're the faithful one.
You're the faithful one.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to share something right here with you. You know, every CAM meeting, when we have our CAM meeting, we come up with a theme. And we have something that we center our CAM meeting around. I want to read you a scripture. Now, you just got through singing it, but in John chapter 7, Jesus says, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Our theme for our camp meeting this year is overflow, flood your world with Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Now, your world is where you live. I mean, we overflow to the people around us. We don't just pout through life, and then if we get a chance to go to mission field somewhere for 2 weeks, we go over there and get excited about Jesus. You need to be excited about Jesus every day. You need to overflow every day into the world around you. Flood your world with Jesus.
Amen.
We know for sure that Jim and Connie Childs are coming. And then we have some special guests who are going to be here on that Saturday night. Brother Joe Payne and his church are coming to be with us. And we will have a good time. And then we've got one other... it's going to be with us, but we don't know which one. So I'll not say anything to you about that until we've got it narrowed down. It's narrowed down to about three different possibilities. So you pray that we'll hear God and get the right one.
Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord the glory and the praise this morning. Remember, as you overflow... you know, a lot of times, you know, it's just your countenance. You don't have to go around pulling people and you know, forcing them to listen to you talk about Jesus. Sometimes it's just your attitude when you walk through the stores or when you're shopping or around the house. Hey, you know, we set the tone around our house. If I'm grumpy, if Mama's grumpy, guess what? A lot of people are grumpy, aren't they? Amen. Yes, sir. Yes.
The song Deep and Wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. That's the Holy Spirit we're talking about.
Amen.
That's that, you know, growing up deep and wide, we thought that was...
yeah.
Not just a cute little cutesy song. There's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Deep and wide.
Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide.
Talking about the Holy Ghost coming out of your life. You ready?
Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide.
All right. You ready for that?
Amen.
Get ready. Things are going to change. I'm telling you, for good. They're going to change for good. Amen.
We're going to see it happen again. It's going to happen again. Water is going to be turned into the wine of the Spirit of life.
The water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you.
Lonnie.
Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God. Our God.
Yeah. Into the darkness we shine, right?
Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God.
Yeah. Are you ready to declare this? Come on.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God.
Our God, and if our God, come on.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against?
Our God is greater.
Our God is stronger.
Come on, church.
God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God.
our God.
Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let your, oh, Lord God, hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. Come on.
And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm, oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low, oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
And I can see a light that is coming from a heart that holds on, a glorious light beyond all compare. Come on. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth.
And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear?
Come on.
We're singing. Oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm, oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low, oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. Yes, I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. Oh no, you never let go.
Through the calm and through the storm.
Oh no, you never let go.
Say every high and every low.
Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
We're singing.
Oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. You never let go of me, Lord. You never let go of me, Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, that's exactly what David was saying in Psalm 118. That's why he could declare, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Talked about crushing all his enemies. How was he doing that? In the name of God. He's taking the authority, that his God-given authority. See, that's how you affect your environment too. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. David was just saying, you know, I just push you up against the wall and crush you. How? Because the name of the Lord is a strong and mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah, church. We can't just sit around like wimps anymore and just say, oh, well, whatever will be. No, that's not the way the kingdom of God works. We do the will of the Father here on this earth, right? And his word is his will. That's the things that's flowing through our lives. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And he did it as we worship him. Now, you know, we just thinking about the cross. And I know a lot of people at this time, they're watching the movies again about the Son of God. That's a new movie out. And God's Not Dead. You got to go see that one. And then the one that, the crucifixion, the passion. You know, that's a good one to watch again. Yes, brother.
No, they told David he would never get into Jerusalem when he was taken that to be what we now know is the eternal city of God's people. They say Rome's the eternal city, but it's not. It's the fake, false, apostate eternal city. Jerusalem is the eternal city. Amen. And there's a verse of scripture that says, nevertheless, the Lord was with him. Referring to David. Nevertheless, the Lord is with you. Do you understand what it's like when the Lord is with you? He's sometimes with people they don't even know he's with. You know, I try to walk in a presence where I know he's with me. And then if I accidentally get a little sidetracked, he's still with me, but it helps a lot when you know it in your knower. Nevertheless, the Lord was with him. You know why he did the things he did? Because the Lord was with him. The power of the Lord goes beyond what we can even imagine. And I just want you all to, who's going to forget? Nevertheless, the Lord is with me. Whatever you face, the Lord is with you. The same power that David had has not changed. I mean, I can sense his presence right now. He's with us. He's just calling and saying, can you believe that right now in 2014, I'm with you, Scott? Yes, I can believe it. And it's true.
Amen. Amen. Oh, we just praise you, Jesus. Nevertheless, you notice that? Nevertheless. Think of that word. It's not going to be less. His power is great. It doesn't say never the more. It says nevertheless. It's always going to be greater, isn't it? Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you and we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. So highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. Here I am. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. Upon that cross, I'll never. am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy,
altogether wonderful to me.
And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely. You're altogether worthy. You're altogether wonderful. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Yes, you are. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross.
Think about this. What if God, let me rephrase that, what if Jesus, the day of crucifixion, when he had the cross on his back, and when he was dragging that cross through the street, and everybody beforehand had done all the vile things to him, what if he'd have stopped somewhere in the middle and said, they ain't worth that?
Right.
You ever think about that? We do him that way.
Right.
We'll stop in a minute. We'll throw the towel in and say, our prayers ain't been answered and I ain't getting what I want. We'll quit in a minute. Let me tell you something. When they say the Father, that's a mild statement. How much do you love your kid? How much do you love your little girl? You love your little girl enough in front of a truck to save her life, wouldn't you? Imagine that. But you're related. You can actually see a tangible relationship, amen? But we serve a God that made us from the dust, the earth, breathed life into us. But yet and still, we'll get to the point in our life and say, when he was whipped with chains and flesh torn from his body, crowns of thorns stuck on his head, and he had to drag the very thing that killed him, the cross he hung on, suffocation, then we'll quit. Then we'll say that, oh, well, you know, I prayed about this and it ain't come to pass, or I need this over here. I commend a man that can stand here every Sunday and bring you the word of God, or a woman, whichever the case may be. Because as simple as it may seem, it's not an easy task to look out over the congregation and say, well, my God, where's their faith? Well, my God, when are they going to learn they can get down on their knees and pray for themselves as well as I can stand here and pray for them? God ain't dead. He ain't finished yet. I can promise you that, because you see it every day. Oh, hallelujah. I hush my mouth. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
You know, I had one of our youth ask us this morning, talking about Jesus dying. And, you know, when you get to be 12 years old and all you've ever known is about Jesus, yet there comes a point in your understanding that you stop and think, you mean he never did anything wrong? And to a little 12-year-old, that's wonderful to think they never did anything wrong, that Jesus didn't. But yet, the devil couldn't have killed him. But he chose to take my sin. And that's why I have a relationship with the Father today.
Amen.
And we can boldly stand and proclaim that who we are, that He made us to be sons of God. Wow. You know, that's what it's all about, church. It's what it's all about. It's not about whether I'm getting my stuff. That's just part of the blessing that we get. But it's about who He is. And you know, the challenge for all of us here. Some of you say, well, you know, I've been here 20 years. All right, you know what? You ought to be mentoring people. If you've been here 20 years, it's not the time to think, well, you know, I've done my part. It's your time to grab a hold of somebody that's just coming in, or somebody that's new, or somebody that's just gotten saved, or somebody that's young, to be able to answer any questions they've got. That's what it's all about overflowing. It's just not sitting around doing my thing, because it's not about me. It's about Jesus, isn't He? Do that part where it says, I'll never know.
See, I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs.
Amen. Just tell the Lord you love Him. Worship Him today. You're just so awesome in this place, Holy Spirit. We just welcome Your presence as You're ministering to people and healing and feeling, Lord God, and giving people peace. Lord God, putting them back on a right track. Lord God, I thank that You shove every one of us out of our comfort zones. You shove us just right off our chairs and say, listen, I got something I want You to do for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Thank you, praise and worship team. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Just want to remind you, I know it says in the bulletin that Brother Jerry's ministering today, but I didn't know it, but he called Pastor Shirley and said, you want to preach tomorrow? Well, I've never known Pastor Shirley or Brother Jerry to turn down an opportunity to preach. Of course, I tell them all the time, see, I don't preach. I'm not a preacher. Now, I may share a few things, but share. And I want to say this. I want to say thank you to all the ladies that have been coming to the Bible study. We have one more Thursday night, and there is so much when you study the Word of God. When you get into it, well, I mean, we go 2 hours at least, don't we? We're some of my crew. 2 hours through the book of Ruth. Sometimes we've only covered maybe 6 verses. 2 hours on 6 verses. You say, what can they be? There's a lot in it. There's a lot of encouragement, too. You know, Ruth is comparative to the church, the bride. Boaz, well, guess who he is? He's the kinsman redeemer. He's comparative to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And you know who the wolf was, don't you? Oh, so-and-so, remember? Oh, so-and-so was the wolf. And there's always a wolf that tries to come in and act like he's going to be your redeemer. But Mark, the Word of God tells us not to follow the wolf, but to follow the shepherd, amen? We hear His voice. Well, I'm going to quit, and I guess I'm turning this over to Pastor Jerry. Okay. Just for about 5 minutes, that's all. After church today, I want to meet with parents and workers for Vacation Bible School this summer.
Amen. We're going to have our prayer time here in just a minute, but I'm going to share something with you. As we were singing that last song, I'll never know how much it costs. In the Old Testament, the children of Israel had come out of Egypt. They didn't go into the promised land because they were rebellious and always complaining and grumbling that they weren't getting what they were supposed to get. And at one particular time, the scripture says that there came among them fiery serpents. And it doesn't mean that it was serpents breathing fire, but it was serpents that were biting, and the bite felt like you had had fire put on you. And they cried out to God. And God told Moses to take a pole and to make an image of a serpent and to put it on that pole and lift it up.